House Transportation will come to order today, and welcome everybody. We have two bills we've been kind of waiting on paperwork for, House Bill 3121, and I'm going to go open a work session on House Bill 3121. Patrick.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. We heard this back on April 17th. This is the measure that requires the Department of Transportation to design a Keep Kids Safe vehicle registration plate. It specifies a surcharge of $16 per year of issuance, and proceeds would be deposited to the original bill says to the Commission on Children and Families. However, we have in our packets the Dash 1 amendment. That's from Representative Wisnant. The Dash 1 amendment deletes a reference to the State Commission on Children and Families and directs the proceeds from the registration and plates instead to an account designated by the Children's Trust for the Oregon Foundation. It specifies that in the event the foundation ceases to exist, the proceeds would be deposited into the passenger rail transportation account.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move the Dash 1 amendments dated 42709 to House Bill 3121.
Representative Call has moved the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 3121. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, the Dash 1 amendments are adopted.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
I move House Bill 3121 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Call has moved House Bill 3121 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Seeing none. Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Bailey, Representative Bench, Representative Berger.
Aye.
Representative Boone, Representative Edwards.
Aye.
Representative Schaffler.
Aye.
Representative Widener.
Aye.
Representative Gilman.
Aye.
Representative Call?
Aye.
Chair Beyer?
Aye. The motion passes, and Representative Wisnant would like to carry the bill. Thank you. And for the record, since we are at our not at our normal time, we are going to have members kind of shuffling in and out, and we will give them the opportunity to vote on these bills when they come in. And with that, I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 3121 and open a work session on House Bill 3379. Patrick.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This measure we heard on the 13th and the 24th. This is the measure that in its original form established City Transportation Improvement Fund authorized issuance of lottery bonds to finance grants and loans. Created a critical transportation needs income tax sequestration pilot project. We have, however, before you the Dash 4 amendment, which replaces the provisions in the measure related to issuance of lottery bonds in the tax sequestration pilot project program and replaces them with a series of whereas clauses. So the measure, as it's currently in the Dash 4 amendments, only retains the information related to an extension or alternative plans to the transportation planning rule. As such, because of the elimination of the revenue raising and bonding that's in the measure, we have received a minimal expenditure impact statement for the Dash 4s and a no revenue impact statement from the Dash 4s. And in light of those, the Speaker's office has given permission for the committee to rescind the subsequent referrals to the Committee on Revenue and to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Thank you. Is there a motion on the bill?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Do we need a motion with regards to rescinding? Or is that
Madam Chair, if I may.
Please, Patrick.
The committee should probably adopt amendments first.
Yeah.
And then a single motion could be used to move the bill to the floor and to rescind the waiver.
Great. Madam Chair, I move the Dash 4 amendments to House Bill 3379, dated 4/23/2009.
Representative Call has moved the Dash 4 amendments to House Bill 3379. Any discussion? Any discussion? Representative Schaffler.
Madam Chair, I'll be voting to amend the bill and for the bill, but I'm just going to be a courtesy vote today.
Thank you. Okay. Any objections? Sorry. Seeing none, the Dash 1 amendments are adopted.
Dash 4.
Sorry. How many? Representative Call.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3379 as amended to the floor with a due class recommendation and rescind the referral to Revenue and Ways and Means.
Representative Call has moved House Bill 3379 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation and with a motion to rescind the referrals to Revenue and Ways and Means. Discussion. Representative Call.
Yes, I just want to say for the record that my concerns about this bill undermining aspects of the transportation planning rule have been answered sufficiently sufficiently well, and I'll be voting in support of this bill today.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Bailey, Representative
Berger. Aye.
Representative Boone, Representative Edwards.
Aye.
Representative Schaffer.
Aye.
Representative Wagner.
Aye, but I'm going to reserve the right to vote no on the floor.
Thank you.
Representative Gilman? Representative Call?
Aye.
Chair Beyer?
Aye. The motion carries, and Representative Edwards, would you like to carry this bill, or is there someone?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 3379. And open a work session on House Bill 2001. And today we are going to be looking at the dash 12s and dash 13s. So I'm going to go ahead and entertain a motion on the dash 12s.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Representative Paul.
I move we adopt the dash 12 amendments to House Bill 2001, dated 4/28/2009.
Representative Call has moved the dash 1 amendments to House Bill 2001, dated. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
4/28/09.
Today.
Discussion. Representative Berger.
Yes, Madam Chair, I think that the language in this is much more to my liking. It clearly says that a car rental company may not impose a surcharge on a rental agreement greater than the amount reasonably calculated, and that is the language that I desired when I spoke against this last yesterday, so I'm pleased with it and will support the amendment.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Seeing none. Any objections? Seeing none. Dash 1 amendment? 12. Dash 12, sorry. I'm looking for all my stuff here. Have been adopted. And committee, we have a set of dash 13 amendments, which take in the dash 7s and the dash 4s. There's still work to be done, and I think maybe I haven't been quite as clear. These have been a work in progress as we're going along. I will say in this one, there have been a few things added that are maybe going to need some work on, and so and my intent today is to get this bill moved to revenue while we continue the work on these bills. I think I can point out a couple of things. In Section 10, there has been some language added that would allocate 5% of the lottery bonds authorized in Connect Oregon to rural airports. The concern that prompted this, and it's up for discussion, is that we have a very high match of federal dollars for rural airports. We can get $95 back for every $5 that we spend. And we have not been able to make use of that money, so we wanted a pot that was there so that we could at least bring as much of the federal dollars into our rural airports as we could. So that, and I'm sure that there's probably discussion on that. And try to find the newer pieces to this package. Section 23 is the dash 9 amendments that we heard yesterday. I did not realize they were being incorporated into this bill because we had not actually had much of a discussion on that, and there are problems with this. So this is a piece that is going to have to be dealt with. as we move it to revenue. And if there are people sitting out there with concerns for this, and I think Tom McClellan, we can bring you up if you want to, and maybe Art Schlack, do you have comments on this section too? And members, it's my intent to work these out and get them to the Revenue Committee for adoption. And so what I'm going to do after we listen to this is I'm going to request the counties and the cities and ODOT sit down and we'll figure out how we can do this or if it's even going to work. So, Mr. McClellan.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Tom McClellan. I'm the DMV Administrator with the Department of Transportation, and I'm here to speak to Section 23 of the amendment. This particular provision has a number of practical implications for us, fairly exhaustive computer system and business process changes for us. We do not currently today have a local option for county registration, either at the county or the city level. And in this version, it is City of Portland with the size that's identified here. We do not collect vehicle miles traveled types of information. When a vehicle is renewed for registration, we don't collect the odometer reading at that time. It's done on title transactions, not done at registration. So we end up with maybe a different system and set of processes for Portland area vehicles than for the rest of the state. We've done a very, very quick fiscal on this, and it's in the $2 to $3 million range to implement, and about that ongoing as far as staff time through the additional phone calls, time in the field offices, lookups as far as questions people might have about the number of miles on the vehicle. We've got a number of questions because there's a lot of things left open-ended in the way this is written and how it would be applied. Would there be a requirement that it be done by an inspection of the vehicle or just provided as an odometer reading by the individual or some automated way to collect that? Is it all vehicle miles traveled or just those within the city of Portland or state of Oregon? Questions like that. Would the new owner be responsible for the previous owner's miles that they drove the vehicle? At the time they brought the vehicle in to renew the registration, they may have driven 20 or 25,000 miles, but they're the new owner, and are they responsible for all those miles and to pay that additional fee? Just a lot of practical issues that would need to be worked out in the process of implementing it as it's written today. So just to give you a high level of the concerns that we would have.
Thank you. Mr. Schlack.
Chair Byer and members of the committee, my name is Art Schlack. I'm with the Association of Oregon Counties. And our concerns with regard to Section 23 relate to the fact that counties have the ability to do a vehicle registration fee today. And we have to go through a process to do that. 40% of the monies that would be collected on a county vehicle registration fee have to be shared with the cities within that county. So there is some sharing of the revenue that if a county was to do a vehicle registration fee. The city of Portland is in all three counties, and there is only so much hydraulics in terms of vehicle registration that can be done. Our concern is that if the city of Portland would do a vehicle registration fee, it would almost preclude the counties also from looking at that. We think a better way, if we're going to look at a vehicle registration fee in the tri-county area, would be to take a look at the possibility of implementing one for Multnomah, Washington, and Clackamas counties and the cities within, and some kind of sharing of the revenue whatever, so that it could be done and looking at the needs within that jurisdiction rather than, shall we say, piling on one layer after one layer after one layer at this point. We have, as you know, counties have been interested in looking at a vehicle registration fee for a number of bienniums at this point as an option at the local level. And even though we've asked for some assistance by taking out the vote that's currently required, we think that the Section 23 at this point is, shall we say, not well thought out when we look at the needs and the requirements of all three counties and the cities within the metro area.
Representative Call.
Yeah. Art, can you tell me how many counties currently have vehicle registration fees?
None. We have no counties that currently have a vehicle registration fee.
Okay.
Representative Berger.
Yeah. Madam Chair, it's my understanding that this section was sort of in hopes that not, it wasn't so much about the raising the vehicle registration fee, but registration fees based on road miles travels as an alternative way of measuring and perhaps taxing rather than the gas tax, which is becoming less and less related to miles on the roadway. So I understand what you're saying, that this needs a lot more work, but I just want to get on the record that Section 23 is not so much about a vehicle registration fee as it is about a different way of measuring and thereby taxing road miles used.
Thank you.
Yes. Chair Barr, Representative Berger, as part of the Governor's Vision Committee, we had some discussion about a vehicle registration fee either being based on miles or, let's say, the horsepower of a vehicle to get at maybe the carbon kinds of use, and that to have a variable registration fee at the state level at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think that, you know, that has some merit, and I would agree that that's something that, again, needs to be looked at. And maybe it's going to take a little longer to do that than trying to do something yet this session.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have Section 24, which is the language that a city, county, or other local government may not enact or enforce any charter provision, ordinance, resolution, or other provision regulating the use of fuel in a motor vehicle. So this is a moratorium on gas taxes. And in Section 39, the last page, you will see that this is this act is repealed on January 2nd of 2014.
Section which, Terry? I'm
Section 39 on the very last page, 33. So that's a four-year moratorium. And nobody's really come to me on that one. It gets a little more confusing for me, but there is language in this bill that, again, I think we'll be looking at the counties and cities and everybody. There is the moratorium on gas tax. There is also language in this bill, and it's, you know, if you look really close, you'll find it, but and it would prohibit counties from imposing any local vehicle registration fee from now through the year or through July 1st of 2013, and thereafter allow counties with populations over 350,000 to enact a county vehicle registration fee. And I think if you looked at all the numbers out there, there's about three counties that are in the metro area that might fit that. That would be covered. There's also language that would prohibit cities from imposing any vehicle registration fee from now through the year of January of 2012, which would basically allow what we were just talking about to happen. So that's the vehicle registration fee. So, and these are. I'm sure that there is. Craig, do you want? I kind of skipped over you. If you wanted to comment on a moratorium or any part of these. And these are probably also going to be involved in the discussion that we will be having about how to deal with these issues.
Thank you, Representative Pyor, member of the committee. My name is Craig Honeyman, League of Oregon Cities. First of all, as it'll come as no surprise to all of you, that the League inherently opposes restrictions on local control preemptions. In this case, I understand it's a four-year moratorium on both gas taxes and vehicle registration fees. Quite frankly, it's a little hard to assess sort of what the fiscal impact of this is going to be on a city until we find out what the overall package entails in terms of new funds for road maintenance. And I previously testified to the shortfalls that cities face, so I will not belabor that point. I'm not prepared this afternoon to tell you how we're going to react to this, but to assure you that I will take it back. We will discuss it with our group and with all the other stakeholders in this bill. It is of concern. I'd like to ensure that there's some... I'm not sure how the whatever fees or taxes are raised to fund this bill, how they're going to be rolled out. But it seems to me there needs to be at least some relationship between the rollout of those fees, the gas taxes or the registration fees, and the moratorium. I'd like to have the committee consider a moratorium that's shorter than the 4 years, but we can have that discussion. Another concept that occurred to me in the effort to keep the city's transportation toolbox as flexible as possible is the notion of allowing cities to levy a local gas tax for project-specific purposes to be sunsetted when the project is completed and the cost of the project is fully amortized. Just some thoughts off the top of my head, just having looked at this for the first time, but knowing that it was coming. So we have concerns, but we're willing to talk and appreciate your attention.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And with that, the very last thing that I want to point out, we had in Section 21 language on flex funds, but there were a few technical issues with it. So the language on the flex funds has changed at this point in time. So I wanted to point that out. And with that, I am going to call a recess and round up the rest of the committee. And it would be my intent to move this bill to revenue. Then we will continue our work and have the cities, counties, and ODOT work on some of the other issues. We have some unresolved issues on MPO language, which we were hearing yesterday, that we will continue to work on, and we will bring one amendment to the Revenue Committee with the dollar amounts and the splits and all the rest of the information, and hopefully that will be sooner rather than later. And with that, I'm going to recess, and we'll track down some...
Right.
Yes.
Madam Chair, I like the Dash 4 amendments much better than some of these things that are being tacked on. I will give a courtesy vote to move this on, but if some of this doesn't get cleaned up between now and when it gets out of revenue, I'll be a no on the floor.
And I appreciate your comments and your concerns. I have the same.
Thank you, Madam Chair. That's why I appreciate your leadership so much. I want to just echo what Representative Buhlman said, maybe not for the same reasons. I haven't really talked to him about it yet, but there's a lot in here. I still don't have my mandated legislative oversight in here, and I want it in there. That's it. And, you know, one more thing I want to get on the record here. nothing we vote on here should be, we should, no, a lot, it's not a good lobbying tool to go up to a member and say, well, you're not Democrat enough or you're not Republican enough. You know, that lobbying tool don't work with me, and it don't work with my friends that I worked in this building with for a long time. So if people want to have that kind of debate with me in public, I'd be happy to. My yes or no vote on this does nothing to do with my party affiliation. If anybody wants to have that debate, I'd be happy to. So I just wanted to get that on the record. And also, there are 60 members in this body. Not one person. I've never seen one person hold up anything if the will of the body was to pass a bill. And that's not enough. That's another lobbying tool that doesn't work with me very well. Matter of fact, if you want to fill me, and I'm speaking just for myself, with resolve, please go ahead and use those kinds of tactics with me, because it ain't going to work. And I've proven it time and again. And I highly suggest people find out who's using those tactics and go to them and say, that's not how it works. Because that would really go a long way with getting me to vote for anything. I will be giving a courtesy vote today, but that's it. And you know, Madam Chair, if we don't have a bipartisan package, I question whether it's a very good package or not anyway, on anything we vote on.
Thank you. Representative Schaffler, I agree with you.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
And with that, we will recess and track down our members. Yeah.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Representative Berger.
I move that the rules be suspended and Representative Bailey, Representative Bentz, and Representative Boone be allowed to vote on House Bill 3379.
Representative Berger moves the rules be suspended to allow Representative Bailey, Bentz, and Berger to Boone to vote on House Bill 3379.
Yes. HB 3121, I'm sorry.
The motion was to suspend the rules to allow...
It's got the wrong bill.
Bailey, Benson, Boone to vote on House Bill 3121.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Any objections? Seeing none, clerk will...
Representative Bailey?
Aye.
Representative
Benz? Aye.
Representative Boone?
Aye.
Thank you. Representative Berger.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Representative.
I move the rules be suspended and Representatives Bailey, Bentz, and Boone be allowed to cast a vote on House Bill 3379.
Representative Berger moves that the rules be suspended to allow Representative Bailey, Boone, and Bentz to vote on House Bill 3379. The clerk will call the roll. Representative Bailey.
Madam Chair, I just want to confirm that, and I apologize for us being in another committee.
As amended.
As amended.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Representative Bailey?
Aye.
Representative Benz?
Aye.
Representative Jones?
Aye.
Thank you. And there he is.
Madam Chair.
Representative Call. Just in case, I'm going to reopen the work session on House Bill 2001. And Representative Call.
Madam Chair, I move the dash 13 amendments to House Bill 2001, dated 4/28/2009.
Representative Call moves the dash 13 amendments to House Bill 2001, dated 4/28/09. Any discussion, Representative Shoffman?
Madam Chair, I will keep this moving along, but with a courtesy vote only.
And that noted, any objections? Okay, the amendments are adopted, and Representative Call.
Madam Chair, I move to suspend the rules so that we can pass this out of committee without the adequate paperwork on fiscal and revenue statements.
The motion has been made by Representative Call to suspend the rules to allow us to move House Bill 2001 as amended to the committee, the Revenue Committee, without recommendation. Any discussion? No discussion. Clerk will call the roll. Sorry.
Representative
Bailey?
Aye.
Representative Benz?
Aye.
Representative Berger?
Aye.
Representative Boone?
Aye.
Representative Edwards?
Aye.
Representative Shoffler?
Aye.
Representative Widener?
Aye.
Representative Gilman?
Aye.
Representative Call?
Aye.
Chair Byer?
Aye.
The motion carries. The rules are suspended. Representative
Call. Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2001 as amended to the floor with subsequent referrals to Revenue and Ways and Means without recommendation.
Representative Call has moved the House Bill 2001 as amended to the floor with a subsequent referral to Revenue and Ways and Means without recommendation. Any discussion? Representative Widener.
Madam Chair, as expressed by other members of the committee, I too will be helping move this, but I'm not in full support and am reserving the right to vote no on the floor.
So noted. Thank you. Any other comments? Seeing none, any other objections or no objections? Or I'll get this right. Any objections? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Bailey?
Aye.
Representative
Berger?
Aye.
Representative Edwards?
Aye.
Representative Shoffler?
Aye.
Representative Widener?
Aye.
Representative Gilman?
Aye.
Representative Call?
Aye.
Chair Byer?
Aye. The motion carries, and House Bill 2001 is going to rules.
Revenue.
Revenue, sorry. See, I am, you know, it's like, you know, this relief here, and now my head is somewhere else. Representative Berger.
Are we done?
We are done. We are adjourned. Thank you.